mix of Mary Gymnast or Mary's Gymnast and me, Sophie, because I realised yesterday was a bit like, oh, you need to know. But you know what? If you just tune in today, I'm so glad you could join us. Really, like anyone listening, it just like, I'm so happy that you want to take time, take 10 minutes out of your day to listen to me talk about gin, because that makes my day. As much as just drinking gin is, it's just to know that I can share it with you. Anyway, we're on to day six of the Advent calendar. It is six geese are laying. Not seen geese in a while. Sometimes you hear them flying overhead, but yes, six geese are laying is today's part of the song. And yes, so today I did go back with yesterday's gin, as it said. I think I told you afterwards that if you put it with ice or with tonic, it sends it cloudy. So I tried it earlier with ice. However, we've only got giant ice cubes. As my husband decided to buy giant ice cubes after we went to a cocktail making class. So I put the gin over this giant ice cube. It goes slightly cloudy, actually, and it loses a lot of the flavours, which is a bit of a shame. So I don't know if it was because the ice was giant or not, but you don't get any of the lavender from this ice. It really cools it down, and the predominant flavour is then the juniper. So it actually ruined the gin for me. So if you want all the lovely flavours of the Cotswolds gin, the cloudy Christmas gin, don't put ice in it, or don't put such big ice, because it just kills off all the lovely flavour. So please, please try it neat if you're going to try it, because otherwise you will lose all the lovely flavours you've got coming through, which make it really great. Yeah, there you go. On to today, shall we say. What have we got today? So today's gin is from Poetic License, who are based up in the north. Not the north from where I am, but the north of England. And it is based in, let's have a look, I did look this up, it's based in just the northeast of England. There you go. Small, big, independent, small batch, Sarah making big, bold gin. There we go. That is where they are. Also, hopefully you will enjoy the Instagram photo I've taken today, because I used some Poetic License to take a picture of the Anglo-Saxon poetry book I have, because I like history and poems, and I thought, well, including in the picture, we'll have something different with Christmassy and have some nice other poems. This one is Poetic License's Old Tom Gin, and you pour over large chunks of ice served with premium ginger ale, garnished with red apple and cinnamon, is what the bottle says. And here's to the wild spirits. It's 41.6% ABV. I'll tell you a little bit about Poetic License before we go. So when it comes to our handmade spirits, expect the unfamiliar. They want some with character, and you kind of find your wild spirit and listen to your inner poet. Don't you know it? I could do lots more awful poetry. We'll see what happens as we go along. They have a quite nice poem to say, and they have a copper pot still, like most of the ones we'd have, and their still is called Gracie. She's a 500 litre hybrid. Oh, so she's a pot still and a column still. I'd misread that. That's really interesting, because most of what we've had are, like I said, pot still, and I've been a column still. It was just a different method is how it's coming in. Six plates. Because they're making vodka and other drinks as well. There we go. That's quite interesting to know about that. So the Poetic License Old Tom Gin. This one they're saying is a classic originating from the mid-1800s, delivers a sweeter and more peppery taste in comparison with our dry gin. And it has oak cask, because this one is the first gin we've had that actually has a bit of colour. I could tell that it's had, like, from it, because it's got a slight kind of yellowy orange hue that it's probably been in cask to add flavour and colour. So this is quite interesting, because I've not really had gin in cask, and cask does a lot to it, as if any of you listening are whiskey fans, or if you listened, if I've spoken about wine with having that in cask and how the flavours are going in. And they also infuse rose petals to give a distinct flavour to sweetness and a slight gold rose gold tinge. It is actually rose goldy, the kind of colour coming through on it. And it's interesting. So I'm quite excited to try this one, actually, because it's very different and because it's had cask aging. It doesn't say how long it's been in cask for. I wouldn't say that long based on the colour, but we'll give it a go. The Schofield video today, he did a little bit of a poem, so that was kind of cool. I will try and do a little poem at the end, see how inspiration takes me as I try the gin. So let's give it a sniff. It smells really sweet. It's got that rose petal, but it's got something else there. I'm trying to work out. There's something there, something very sweet and something very distinctive. It's almost sherbety, I think. Or Yeah, it reminds me of sherbet, which is not in the description at all, but it's got like a sweetness on the nose that's like really strong. It also could be from the cask, but it also reminds me of sherbet. So that's actually really interesting, really quite exciting. Something a bit different for us to try at any rate. Great, that's exciting. That was me moving my microphone just because it might be better sound for you now for you to hear me. Yes, I think it is. Right. Let's give it a smell. Let's give it a taste of what it smells. Wow. Wow. You get a hint of that sweetness and it's just very, very peppery. Definitely can taste that oak aging on it. I don't think it's been that strong because oak can give it a lot of flavour come through. And I wonder if it's old or new oak, but wow. Really quite fiery. Definitely a ginger ale. Definitely the ginger will complement that kind of spice nicely and just enunciate it really well. I might have to try this one with some ginger ale because I don't mind ginger ale and like tonic. That's very interesting. Because I have had peppery gins before, but this one's quite like fiery. Like it feels like a certain chicken chain has different fiery kind of piri-piriness, and it's kind of like intermedium territory if you're going with your mild stuff for most gins. It's exciting. Definitely an exciting gin. Because it's got a warmth, like what you want at this time of year, because it's getting colder. We may have another storm come in. I really hope we don't come and hit us after the other week, but that warmth coming through, it kind of coats your mouth and it feels almost fiery. It's kind of warming you up in your mouth just to kind of like make you feel warmer because it's got that fiery kick to it. Almost like having a chili, but not quite as strong. So yeah, it's got peppery, but pink peppercorn rather than anything else kind of rocking through on that because it's not like really peppery. It's kind of like milder. But it's got that strength, but it's not, it's like generic kind of warmth and heat rather than anything else from it. You also get a kick of that kind of weird sherbet. That sweetness on the nose is not coming through on the palate at all. But it's kind of leaving me, like I'm trying to get more. It's got that warmth, but it's not leaving me with a lot of flavour. It might be one that you do have to mix just to keep that flavour going from it with the ginger ale, which will make it interesting. Because at the moment, I'm not getting much else from it. Even though it's got cask aging. It's nice. I'm enjoying it, but I wouldn't rate it as highly just because the flavours aren't there. I give it a solid 3.5. It's nice, but it's not got the depth that some of the other ones have got. And I think it might be one that needs something else with it just to bring it out. Like yesterday's putting something with it killed the flavours, killed the nuances from this. Whereas this, I feel it needs something to bring out those flavours, to kind of complement them, to kind of coax them out of hiding, because at the moment I'm not getting a lot from it neat. Like, what I had on the nose was like really inviting that really kind of sweet edge, but you get a bit peppery and then it kind of dies. And I know there's something there. It's like it's giving you the warmth in your mouth, but it's hiding. It's not bringing it to its full potential. And possibly with the ginger ale, it will do that. So yeah, Poetic License. That's good. It is good, but it's not quite what I was expecting because I was really hoping from a lot from oak aging, and it's not quite there, which, you know, is a bit of a disappointment, but I will give it the benefit of the doubt to mix it with something because I think that would really help it to kind of open it up. Or even like, I don't know, a lot of like oak wines you want to keep, like if they've been oak aged, it's usually a red wine you want to warm it up. I think this is a gin that you maybe want to warm up to get that warmth coming through rather than having it cold, because the cold is going to kill the flavours off. And a lot of wine, if it's too cold, you're not going to get those flavours. And I feel this is a gin like that because I'm drinking it quite cold. But hey ho, I will give it a shot. I'll tell you tomorrow how that goes. See whether anything shows. And I really, really hope it doesn't snow. That was an awful rhyme. I'm not impressed with myself with that rhyme at all. Old Tom Gin. We had a fling. No, that's not going either. Yeah, I'll leave you to come up with your own little rhyme to help with this. I'll have a think if I can come up with something better tomorrow. But until then, enjoy day 6, 6 Geese Lane. And on a kind of Other note, I didn't get chocolate in my shoe last night. My mum did send me and my husband a voucher for one of the supermarkets to get some nice posh food. So that was great. I've been good this year and I enjoyed it. But I hope everyone has a good evening. Enjoy some gin. Enjoy whatever you're doing this Monday evening. And I'll catch you all tomorrow. Till then, a big goodbye. Have a goodbye. Goodbye.